All right, Two Jack Bros, we're back. Feels like forever ago.
It does feel like a long time ago, but I don't think it's been that long.
No, it hasn't.
But a week?
It's weird that it feels like that.
Grown a lot?
That's probably what it is. I'm just out there growing as a martial artist.
You're a new person now.
I am every day. Every day I wake up an entirely new person. What's going on? It's the new me.
We'll have to introduce you.
Yeah, I have to introduce me to the new me. This is new to me. This new me.
This is new you.
Every day I wake up and I introduce myself to my new self.
Yeah.
I'm a new person every day.
That's it's very progressive of you.
That's not progressive of me.
No?
It's because I drink a lot of water and I eat healthy.
You're just shedding off your old you.
Yeah, every day. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You're supposed to wake up. And that's what the Bible's about.
Yeah.
The Bible's about waking up every day. A new person, a rejuvenated person.
Yeah.
That's the whole entire Bible.
Yeah.
Is basically about get your shit together, wake up and bang it out. Wake up and bang it the hell out. Get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
And if you don't get it, try again harder the next day.
Next day. Jesus says get it.
Come back from like a
Jesus
phoenix from the ashes.
Get it. That's funny to me. Because it's true. I've done the research.
Yeah.
I've done the research. The Bible.
The new Sydney said so.
The new Sydney, well, the new Sydney's pretty hip. The old Sydney wasn't really putting it together. He wasn't really putting it. This me?
I might listen to him.
Man. I just can't stop thinking of like ridiculous custody battles. You know, it was just like, I guess let me frame it like this. I can't stop thinking about how appreciative I am for you.
Aww.
Right?
I like the new Sydney.
Yeah, the new Sydney doesn't hold back from compliments. I mean, I'm not even complimenting. I'm just saying what's real and sincere.
Yeah, it's hard enough raising kids with somebody you love and have fun with to try to do it with somebody you don't like or somebody that's like undermining it the whole time. That's freaking impossible.
It can't be done.
No.
It can't be done.
No.
It can't be done. Like Ansley sent me this, what was it? A statistic sheet
on
it was like to not have a dad in the home?
Yeah.
See, because that's like, so I guess reverse engineering.
Okay.
That's technically what I was thinking about.
Okay.
You know, like custody battles are like a subset of that thought. Like the major thought were all the statistics about what it's like to not have a father raise the kids in the home, like two co-parents in the home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even need a fact sheet for what it's like to grow up without a mom. Like half of you become serial killers. Like, you know what I mean? Like without a mom's love, like.
Yeah, but like, it's, I mean.
Or you become greatness. If your mom dies when you're below five, when your mom dies when you're three, you're either going to be a serial killer or you're going to achieve greatness.
Well, yeah, I guess there's not a lot of middle in there for without the mom.
I don't think so.
I guess if the mom dies, it's a small population.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty unique population. It's like what age are we talking about?
When your mom dies? Or,
yeah.
Like 10 and under?
10 and under? Yeah, it's a small group of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't, man.
I mean, Batman's in that group.
Batman is in that group. I can't think of any serial killers that are in that group. I feel like serial killers always have moms destroying them.
That is true. I agree with you there. I might have spoke too soon.
Yeah, you spoke too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, moms make serial killers.
Yeah, yeah.
I think. So, all right. So let's look at this.
So what? A person with a mom not in the home might have
a mom.
A presence of a mom. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You go ahead and say it. Go ahead and
might
say it
have very high stats in life. Like we're not like those people aren't falling off. You know.
Well,
so like
let me just say what we know so far scientifically.
Scientifically, yes. Let's go back to the science.
A presence of a mom.
Presence of a mom
makes a child a serial killer. Right? We just concluded that.
Okay. Right? Okay. A presence of a mom that's trying to destroy her child. The absence of a dad
makes a kid a dirty, dirty whore.
Science says so. Science.
This is science. We're not gonna argue with science. That's not what we do here at Two Jack Bros.
No,
We fuck with science heavy.
No, but it is. It's crazy. Like how important a dad is to a child's upbringing, and how many children don't have dads in the house. Like, boom.
Yeah, I'm just like, there's so many things. I didn't have a dad technically in the household when I was there.
Yeah,
it was. I mean, I wasn't Batman. He was close by. You know, he lived in the same town, but he wasn't in my house.
Did any superheroes have a dad who's around? But
Static Shock. Black superhero with a dad. You want to have to be black? Then you have to be black.
I want to know if there's any superheroes. But there any black superheroes that have
black superheroes have dads, Ainsley. Black superheroes have dads.
That's not what I'm saying. Are there any superheroes out there with a dad that's around but not present?
Like a weak dad?
Or just a dad that lives in town that doesn't like mess with their kid.
You mean me?
Yeah. do you have any role models? How did you do it in life? Let's learn more about you.
Yeah, no, there were no direct role models for me, man. I was my own role model.
Yeah.
I was just out there becoming a new person every day so I could look up to me.
Yeah.
You know, like it was like the old me wasn't cutting it.
No.
I need to be different tomorrow.
Day, huh?
I need to be able to look up to me because it's bleak out here. My role models are bleak.
Yeah.
I knew a guy who was really good at rolling dice. I thought that was cool. I mean, because, like, think about that. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, I knew a guy that was really good at rolling dice.
That is really cool.
No, it's cool as fuck. It's dice.
Yeah.
It's random. I mean, I was always smart enough to know that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying I was a genius, but I knew rolling the dice was random.
Yeah.
And this guy's good at it. How's that?
Well, like, he would win every day playing dice? Like,
basically,
how do you know he was good? Was
because,
he chicken?
Yeah. No, he was. People would bring dice. He would, you know, say he said it was in the wrist. I don't know. I can't deny that that's how he was doing it. But
yeah
I knew a guy who was sick at rolling dice, man. And I kind of looked up to him. Yeah. Not a lot, man. It was like, I guess that's, you know, I didn't really. I thought people were cool, you know, and then they would kind of, our interests would part ways. Like, I don't know.
This is like you stumbling into conspiracy theories and you go down the path with them until like the person like says something that's like over the line. Not just conspiracy theories, but like internet personalities.
So like this is the, you picture me and some friend in tinfoil hats, like seeing, like pushing each other until one of us has to walk away.
Yeah.
No. What I'm saying, so when I was younger, I remember when me and like different dudes that I thought were cool would start to part ways.
Yeah,
is when they started to try to appease what girls thought were attractive. They started like dressing better, you know what I mean? They started being, you know, wearing cologne.
Yeah,
and stuff, you know,
you part ways with a lot of friends over cologne.
Yeah, like I knew. Yeah, it was a lot of who's that. That is the smell of no more friendship. it was like a lot of, you knew that too, man. Like people show up to the center in shoes that couldn't get scuffed up. You're like, why are you even here?
Yeah.
Like you don't come, this is, you come here to play.
Yeah. But girls hang around the center? Like girls?
I mean, yeah, girls would be there too. I mean, there was an upstairs part of the center where there were like activities and shit, and they would like talk to girls about their periods. I don't know what they did.
Probably.
Yeah, but I'm assuming there was some feminine hygiene talk.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of talk that in the hood they don't know anything about feminine hygiene, or like in poor areas.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like I don't get that. That's
Which
weird.
Is, yeah, that is weird because it's a very female society. Like
it is. It's a matriarchal community.
Yeah.
Right? All the dads are pushed out by the welfare system. And like the moms are just hanging out, just fucking step dancing. And like, I don't
talking
know,
about
like,
your period.
Yeah. It's like, why isn't anybody taking care of this? Well, where are all the proper products? No, it's a weird thing because everybody's like, it's all about like looking good and sharp and shit. And then it's like, I hear this from other chicks in the from the hood.
Yeah.
It's like, why do these bitches not know about feminine hygiene? You know, like that type of shit. Yeah. It's like, really? Is that? Because I remember in my area, that was kind of.
Yeah.
I heard people say that.
Yeah.
You're saying that about your area.
Yeah.
Like, is this a sweeping epidemic? It's for a long time. Yeah, I knew people that just didn't know how to even use soap regularly, like properly.
You know,
because people would want to smell good, like smell like they showered. I guess like when you're living in a poor area, it's really a lot more about like the showmanship of things, more than it is about the actuality of things. Not to say that these people weren't actually clean, but people would, you know, take showers, put lather up, and then like not rinse all the way off, so that they still had like. Or just walk around all itchy and shit. Yeah. Just like soap lather all over them just so they can smell like zest all day.
You gotta rinse.
Yeah, you gotta rinse. Anyway, so we really took a tangent from talking about the presence of moms.
Talking about how black people don't wash the soap off. How did we
get here? I just knew poor people. I didn't say what color. All sorts of colors of poor people. Puerto Ricans, whites, and blacks in my area.
Yeah. Some of them wash the soap off.
Yeah, yeah. Poor, well, they didn't know any better. People. It was like poor people cologne, I think. You know, it's just, you just don't rinse it all the way. I don't know how they even did it.
You don't know if it was passed down through like
verbal, or if it was just seen. It's verbal tradition. It was so like we sat around a campfire and told about how not rinsing all the way off makes you smell good. Well, what I'm saying is I don't know at what point they stopped the rinse. Because you know how like you lather up and there's like a foam.
Yeah.
And then on the skin though, there's like a layer of slippery that's left from the soap.
Yeah.
Like, I think you just like get that first, they get the lather off.
Yeah, but you don't leave another film rub.
Leave that skin film that you, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the type of shit that happens when you don't have a dad in the house.
But yeah.
That's exactly what that is. Yeah. We were talking about that the whole time and didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
We stay on topic.
Yeah, man. The amount of people, like the percentage of higher you are to go to jail, drop out of school, like everything. It's like, it's not good without a dad in there.
Yeah, it's terrible. Well, I mean, statistics-wise.
Yeah.
Like the statistics. I mean, as far as growing up is concerned, it's pretty fucking baller. I mean, there are times. There are dark times. You know what I mean? Of course.
Yeah.
There, you know, but for the most part, not having like male authority, like being male authority.
Yeah.
Is like dope as shit. You're like 10 years old and you're the man of the house. Like there are no challengers.
I can't even imagine that because our son, if he thought he was like man of the house, he would be insufferable.
Yeah. But he also, see, he's insufferable because he doesn't have to step into the responsibility of the man of the house.
Yeah.
He has a man of the house.
Yeah.
So he can have naive ideals about what it's like to be a leader right now.
Yeah.
That he'll grow out of.
Yeah.
Right? He'll grow out of
it. Because he's got a dad now.
He's got a dad to teach him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't have that.
No.
I had to learn how to be a leader right off the bat.
You know? That's why you're insufferable?
Now?
Yeah. Because you've been the man of the house since you were three.
I've just been authority ever since we met. When we met in college, you knew who the authority was.
That's why people that don't like authority don't like you.
It is. I don't know. I'm like.
So I had to rebel against you.
Yeah, I'm like big brother. Yeah. I'm big brother. No doubt. But I'm trying to think of the statistic that I like the most from that. I just thought you seem to be like you were more interested in what was happening to the sons. It was cracking me up what was happening to the daughters. It was just, they were becoming whores. It's like, that's just funny to me because that is counterintuitive. Two women in the house should band together and know better, right? Especially if one of them is an adult woman who's supposed to be guiding this young girl through life. But no, she's just steering her more towards whoredom.
Whoredom. Who are you to judge this whoredom?
The statistics judged it.
But they didn't call it whoredom.
Yeah, but you've I'm summarizing it. I know, like, you're surmising. We're not, you know, this isn't Vice.
Okay.
So,
which are these stats? I know that you're more likely to have, it didn't say promiscuity. Did it say how many part, like, the person's more likely to have a...
These are basically indicators for sluttiness. These are like, do you see, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, it is what it is. Like, how can we be comfortable saying that the lack of a dad in the house allows a man to run towards serial killing or, you know, raping? Let's say that, raping, because that was a big one.
Yeah.
They.
It was
a very distinguished type of rape.
Yeah.
Because it was people who don't have fathers in the house are like 500 times, don't look it up, or like 500 times more likely to like rape out of anger. It was like, it kept saying like out of like rape out of anger, like rape out of hostility.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm dead ass. Like, I kept like, this is like a weird distinction that you keep making. Yeah. Like, rape is rape, right?
Yeah.
Like, is anybody like, are you mad? You know, it's like, what is the context under which this is happening to me? Just out of curiosity. No, this is like.
You seem pretty mad.
Yeah. Or you seem like this is just desperation. Okay, I get it. You've snapped. That's different than anger. Snapping is different. You know, it's like weird. But no, these are all basically sluttiness indicators. It was like STDs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? More likely to have STDs.
Yeah.
That is a sluttiness indicator. That means you're out there having, more likely to have unprotected sex.
Uh-huh.
More likely to have multiple partners whose names they don't know. But the numbers were like 700 times.
Yeah,
500
they were huge.
Times.
Yeah, they were
like
huge.
Like 300 times more likely to have kids as a teenager.
Yeah.
500 times more likely to like not be a good mom to that kid. It was like ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was also... like women who are raised by single moms are like 400 times more likely to be single moms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is.
Because is that the same with, I don't know. I wasn't really digging deep into the stats about kids, but men, boys, but like, you know, I didn't grow up with a dad in the house. And like, for me, the biggest thing was to make sure that I was a dad in the house.
Yeah. That is weird. It is a weird thing. That you, like, that distinction between people that just continue on the bad habits, we call them habits, bad habits of their parents,
lifestyle choices,
and people that see behavior and choose, say they want to do different. Like, it's interesting to me, like, what motivates that in human beings? Like,
dadness,
what?
Man. I had, like, again, I had access to my dad.
Yeah, you think, know? It was that little bit of it? That little bit?
It had to be. It was like, so, make no mistake, I know some people that didn't have access to their dads that ended up being, like, okay people.
We're not condemning everybody have a dad.
No, not all, not
you
all.
Didn't, nobody did that to, made that choice, and people make with it what they can. They're people good people.
But it's hard when you're, like, when you have an emotional hair trigger like a woman as a man. And it's hard to not have that when you're being raised by a woman, because it's hard for a woman not to try to steer you and correct you with emotional manipulation and guilt.
I don't know if I like where this conversation is going.
This is straight talk. I'm not even like sassing you, right?
I know.
But it's like, how do you can't physically present a physical threat to a boy as a mom.
No, it's pretty crazy because, like, I'm bigger than Finn. I know I'm stronger than him.
This kid is six.
And he's six. And I feel it already. Like, I can't.
He thinks he can fuck you up.
Yeah.
He thinks he's doing you a favor every time he listens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does.
I see it in his eyes.
I know.
He's like, all right, mom, I got you. All right, calm down. All right, you got this one.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, but like, yeah, if you see that in a kid and you've got to control this kid, if it's not, you can't do it that way, you got to figure out how you can. You're going to do it the emotional manipulation, because that's what you can outthink this child. You know, you can.
you're a single mom raising a child. You can't do shit. You can't think for shit, you know?
You know what's interesting though? Diving into the biology of all this and stuff. Like, I don't know for a fact, but like, are people raised by single gender parents then? Like, are they like, what would their stats be like? Like a person raised by two moms or a person raised by two dads?
Oh, you raised by two moms, you are fucked. You are fucked. Two of them?
But don't you think, like, sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes, like, they take on the roles of a mom and a dad?
I applaud any single parent that is out there doing their best to, like, swing both ways as a parent.
Yeah.
It just can't be done. Do what you do good.
Yeah.
And find a way for this person to get that other influence in their life somehow in a positive way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't convince yourself that you can be mom and dad or dad and mom.
I think I've seen a lot of people, like, people bring their parents into it. Like, so if you're a single mom, but you, like,
yeah,
bring your dad, bring grandparents becomes in. Like a large role model into
absolutely.
Your child's life.
Uncles,
like,
bring uncles in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You gotta. You just can't do it. You can't be, like, no mom can do dad. You can't do dad shit. You were saying, like, two moms.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, walking into one situation where, like, mom is trying to emotionally manipulate you and guilt you into doing the right thing,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you go into another room where a woman is trying to guilt you into listening to the first shit you just got. Do you know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, when, you know, because if there's ever a situation, if it has to come downstairs, it's like, hey, listen to your mom. Or consequences.
Yeah.
You know, or these fucking hands. I
don't even know what I would do without the "do you want me to get your dad involved" card. Like, if I couldn't play that, even with our daughters, like, especially, like,
yeah.
If I couldn't play that card, I don't know what I would do with the three of them.
No, it'd be like, do you want me to get your other mother involved and harmonize this shit? You're grounded. Why would you treat someone that loved you that way? Yeah, that's no good, man. No good. If you have two moms, you are fucked.
If you have two dads, like, you're not hugged enough.
I don't know, you're the man. Two dads, you're probably a pretty cool dude.
You think so?
Yeah, and you're probably a chick that's good at sports and can hang with dudes.
So you think a single dad household will be doing A-okay?
Yeah. I think.
I don't like how smugly you said that.
I do. I believe in my heart that.
So you think you could do this shit without me?
I don't want to do it without you.
You just started this off by telling me how thankful you were for me.
100%. Right? Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to do this without me.
Yeah.
Right? But if it had to be done with one of us.
You'd do better.
No. I wouldn't do better. They do better because of me. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd be. It's just. That is cool as fuck. You know, that's just what it is. Mm. I wouldn't want to do this by myself. This is insane.
Yeah.
Like, what would I have to be then? Do I have to be more stern? You know, do I have to be overbearing? Is that what happens? Or do I have to be like, or am I going to end up being too compassionate?
I don't know.
Because like a mom can only tell a son what a man is based off of what she thinks a man should be.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
As a dad, you get to tell your daughter what type of women not to be, because these are the type of women I've tricked in the past. this is some easily trickable behavior. Stop doing that shit. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, that's, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, not to like try to go back, but it's just funny to me that you know, when kids started like dressing up and parting ways, and like I felt like I was just like left so long still climbing trees and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played in the woods a little too long. I look back, I'm like,
Yeah.
Like fourth grade, nobody else was playing in the woods anymore, huh? Like yeah. Running around in princess dresses playing make believe.
Yeah, it was like
just me, huh?
But it was weird because I wanted to be doing. It's like I wanna be fingering too.
Yeah,
you know? I just can I you didn't can I do why. It in my play clothes with a little bit of sap on my fingers? Is that cool?
No, you is anybody not have cool sap with on sap, your fingers.
Sap hands over here. Trying to, I just want a finger a little. Oh, come on, sap hands. This is protection. Keep you. This is probably with the STDs. Your fatherless. come get rid of your fatherless STDs from sap hands. Yeah, no, it was. No, nobody. And I guess that's a good. It's a good way to like make it this like, no, this that he's still wearing sweatpants. Nope. Nope. Not at all.
You can teach your daughters that one.
Yep. Nah. I mean, there's a lot of, shit. You want to? I mean, cause like everything, it's like
girls should avoid everything.
Yeah, cause like guys, like it's like especially like in regards to like a female they're trying to protect.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't think we're conditioned to accept other guys.
Yeah.
In that regard, like I remember, it's just like again those guys that started dressing early, right? Every now and again you get an outlier. At an early age, like, or he'll be an outlier because like he was like really handsome and like the girls were just like waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
As soon as he starts dressing nice, you're like, holy shit, I didn't know he was gay. He's gay now.
Yeah.
Right. And that's like, anytime a girl like, what was his name? I forget his name. But so and so is like really, really handsome. Like, yeah, but he's gay.
Yeah.
I mean, look at his corduroys. Who wears corduroys? Come on.
Yeah.
Sweatpants. This is it. This is it. This
trying
is,
to convince
this
us.
Is straight shit. Right? So, yeah, it's like you're, it's like propel, you want to propel that guy away. Like ew, you know?
Yeah.
Like you want them to think ew when they think of that guy. And I think I want my daughters to think ew when they think of any other guy.
Any other guy, yeah.
Just like ew.
They're not going to think ew forever.
No, they're not. No, they're, oh, that's gross. Yeah, it's weird.
So weird.
Anyway, what was I, did you read that Russian doctor murder thing?
No. You want to tell me about it?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Well, nah, you got to read that one. I don't know how I want to talk about that one.
Okay.
On, you want to talk about your toxic positivity?
Yeah, like my case of it.
Yeah. I didn't read that. Did you read that article?
No, I just looked at the chart.
Of course you didn't. So here is, what you're trying to do is give validation and hope.
Yeah.
But you're giving out toxic positivity.
Toxic positivity. Right,
so that's what the chart is. Like, so I guess the attempt is positivity and hope.
You're not pulling it off though.
Yeah, so somebody would, what you're supposed to say if somebody's fucked up. I guess it's like, and I guess the context is that I started seeing it all over social media. Like they're saying they see toxic positivity all over social media.
Yeah.
But I think there's something different at play. But let's see. So I know there's a lot that could go wrong. What could go right?
That's a good thing to say to somebody.
Yes. I know there's a lot that could go wrong, but what could go right?
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
And then toxic positivity is just be positive. Right?
Just be positive.
But here's why, though. You go, I know there's a lot that could go wrong, but what could go right? You ask a person that, and they're like, nothing.
Yeah.
And they say, and then somebody else is reading that shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, why did that pussy ask that question that way?
Yeah.
So they can now start getting into their excuse boat. You know, and like paddling up the excuse stream.
Yeah.
Well, you don't ride the boat and the stream aren't technically. They're never the same thing. Almost never. Almost never.
Can't think of a case that they would be.
Yeah. But do you know what I mean? If somebody sees that and it's like you're feeding them the fuel for the excuses.
Yeah. That does not work to say to kids that are.
Yeah.
Or humans.
Say.
Somebody that's not trying.
All vibes are welcome here.
Get your shitty ass vibes out of here because they are not what they're. No, I don't want all your vibes. If you have a shitty ass vibe, I don't want it.
Well, it's that's toxic positivity way to say it. What would you say?
Get your shit together.
Okay, it's good vibes only.
Good vibes only. Yeah.
That's toxic
positive.
Positivity.
You need some positive. Yeah, yeah, you need some fucking toxic positivity
here.
You're
just toxic. You're just, get your shit together.
No, I would. Yeah, no. You need a good attitude. I tell them you need. You're not going to do this if you have a bad attitude.
Yeah. It's pretty normal to have some negativity in this situation.
Stop focusing on the negative. You need to focus on what you want to accomplish.
Okay, stop being so negative. Is the
yeah, stop
the thing.
Being
but yeah,
negative.
That's like to say it's pretty normal to have some negative. It's like it's pretty normal to have some negativity in this situation. It's like it's a lot of like soft language that isn't really direct. Like it's like how can I like not say anything?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like it's
look, your feelings are welcome. I don't want to belittle you.
So here's another one. It's probably pretty hard to be positive right now. I'm putting out good energy into the world for you.
Imagine saying that to our kids yeah. when they're having an issue with something. I feel like they would just stop and stare at us.
Yeah. It's like, what the?
What does that mean?
What? So what you're supposed to say is, what you're not supposed to say is, think happy thoughts.
Well, I wouldn't say that either.
No, that's you're not. Strange. But this stuff is like, this stuff is like quick and to the point. Like toxic positivity sounds like directness.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's still like these vague platitudes, you know, like don't be so negative.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Uh-huh. It's still very, still direct.
Yeah.
You know, it's still none of this. Sometimes giving up is okay. What is your ideal outcome? Don't say both those things to a person. Just say sometimes giving up is okay and walk away. Now you want me to think about me giving up?
Yeah.
But, okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
My ideal outcome would be me giving up and still getting all the good feelings of trying hard and accomplishing something. Can I have that?
I don't know if you can do that. So what do you think toxic positivity is, though, for that?
Never give up.
That's exactly what it is. Never give up.
Never give up.
Every champion, Michael Jordan, toxic positivity.
Yeah.
The new Tiger Woods, toxic positivity.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt, like never give up. These people, like if
they're like
there would never be a comeback
now.
Story.
Yeah.
You know, like that's America loves a comeback story.
I know you feel like giving. What if Michael Jordan was like, look, I really feel like giving up right now, but.
Yeah.
My ideal outcome would be that if I don't give up and I win this game.
Because, or that's our, so Michael Jordan was cut from his first team.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So it'd be like, you know, sometimes giving up is okay. What is your ideal outcome? It's like, I guess making the team with the skills I have.
You know, like, yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
That's ideal.
Yeah.
Right? So then it's never fun to feel like that. Is there something we can do today that you'd enjoy?
Push through it.
Just be happy.
Just be happy.
Close enough. Okay. It's probably really hard, which is like, I mean, come on. Sometimes you just got to push through shit.
Yeah.
That's going to be a thing that's going to occur in life.
What were you supposed to tell them? There's something else you'd like to do today that would make you happy?
It's, you're supposed to say, it's never fun to feel like that. Is there something we can do today that you'd enjoy?
So when your kid signs up for a sport and it's harder than they want and they want to quit, you're supposed to just say, let's go find something else you'd rather do today. Then go back and deal with this thing that's frustrating you, that's challenging you, and you only get better at a person if you do things that you're not good at. But let's find you something else fun to do today. Like go eat a donut. You want to go eat a donut?
Well, every kid's going to say yes to that, though.
Yeah,
right
I
away.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's.
But what is that teaching a human?
Well, these kids, like, I mean, nowadays, everything is about avoiding any potential frustration at all. Like,
yeah.
Anything that could go counter to what you believe or, like, potentially make you upset is to be eradicated.
Yeah.
Like, in before it even has a chance.
Yeah.
So, like, this pre-eradication of anything negative. You
yeah.
know? So, that's what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what. So, it's probably really hard to see any good in the situation. We'll make sense of it later.
Focus on the positivity. I don't know.
See the good in everything, but
see
that's like a weird
everything.
Thing to say to people. Like that's not even toxic positivity. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
See, like my house is on fire. See the good in everything. It's like my shit was in there, dude. What are you talking
everything
about?
Happens for a reason, Sydney.
Yeah.
God it's has like, a plan for you.
Well, is your house insured? Yeah. Oh, you get insurance money. But yeah, I lose a fucking house. Like, it's like, yeah, like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just because it's not all bad doesn't mean what's not bad is good.
Yeah.
It's good for this situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's, this is hard. You've done things before and I believe in you.
You've done it before. Stop whining. Do it again.
You'll get over it.
You'll get over it.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're not suffering from toxic positivity, you still don't know how to talk to people.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so you're suffering from something. I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is. A lot of suffering in this house. A lot of suffering. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm pretty much good here. Good here?
I'm good here.
Yeah, let's put this one in the holster. I don't know if that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
I feel like my analogies have been like slightly off tonight, yeah. Man. What the hell?
You had a case of the
what
antlers.
The hell? I need to fucking let me get in a deep squat real
well,
quick.
This new city can't do analogies.
Yeah, well, I can do a lot of things. Like, what if I lost my analogies? Man, I'm like, that's how I think.
Maybe,
that's how I see
tomorrow,
the world.
Maybe tomorrow, Sydney, we'll have analogies.
Oh, what if I don't have my metaphors? I don't even know the difference right now. Man, it's like when you lose one, you felt like you've lost them both, you know? Okay, let me see if I can get this squat deeper. No, it's not coming back. All right, maybe it's not a deep squat solution thing. I'll figure it out.
Is that toxic positivity?
Like trying to deep squat. It's like, yeah, man, me and my wife are having a lot of problems. I mean, we're not having a divorce, but she's already talking about where she would live if we separated and how we would do custody and everything. And like, what, you do some deep squats like this? Like, look at me, though. See how my chest is up? Yeah. So anyway, thank you for listening. This is a short one. We're just slightly off on our schedule. It's like those Saturdays get tough to record sometimes after that hard training. We train hard.
Well, we've been pushing. Like,
yeah.
The competition's this weekend, so after this weekend there'll be
a little break. I mean, you know how many months we have before we have to go back in the tank for another competition?
I don't have anything planned right now, so
we're
going to take a step back and reevaluate.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're
resetting goals.
Resetting goals.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Do you want to talk about that at all? Because I thought that was a pretty interesting conversation we had about resetting the goals.
So I think, you know, jiu-jitsu brings a lot of positives to your life, and I think one of the positives that it's brought to my life is the importance and the need for goal setting. And so I set a goal a year ago to go back to the same competition and do it again and just be able to evaluate the growth, you know, like.
And that was your first competition.
My first, very
first
competition.
Which was a major competition.
Yeah.
The New York Open.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. Yeah, never been in the competition. She didn't compete all white belt because it just, the timing didn't work out. And, you know, you worked hard during your white belt tenure. And you got your blue belt pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, and we talked about it before. The downside of that is that, you know, competition-wise, all your experience has to now be at the next level.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if that's necessarily a downside because, like, your first experience is your first experience.
Yeah.
You got to move up to that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, that's cool.
So it's 1 year later.
1 year later.
And I get to see... Like, I get to go to this competition and see what I've learned in a year, which is pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like, I don't know, I have, like, a strange sense of calm going into this competition that, like,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
but the expectations coming out of it are very different than before any other competition for me.
Yeah.
You know, because at first, like, I lost, and it was like, I just want to not lose in the first 10 seconds. Like,
yeah.
You know, and it was like, okay, I just want to, like, do a decent job. And then it was like, okay, I think I want to win, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was like, I must win. I want to win so bad. And
yeah,
now
yeah,
it's
yeah.
kind of like, okay, I want to go get the experience, you know?
Yeah, back to the experience again.
Yeah.
360.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so where do you feel like the direction of your goal setting is going like post competition?
So I don't think it's going to be competition based because it's a lot of pressure and like that, like you need a break from that, I think, to keep
the whole family pulls together for these things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
Like, and I feel like I'm going to do a lot of competing, but I just don't feel like that's where the goals are going to be focused. Like, I feel like I need to focus on, like, understanding my game. Like, you know, getting a little philosophical about it. Like, kind of like learning more, you know, and like approaching it from getting some tricks, like approaching it from a scholarly side.
Yeah. You want to read a book?
I want to read a book, I think.
Or you want to watch Vice again?
Oh. Act of both.
Yes. You know, watch Vice while wearing your gi.
Yeah.
Just absorb all of the knowledge of the universe.
Yeah. Like the martial arts journey, you know? It's like a little, got to take a step inward.
Yeah. We can start doing Tai Chi.
Yeah, I'll do it.
We'll learn Tai Chi together.
Yeah.
You know, we're martial artists now. We can just we can do it. We can do anything now.
Yeah.
You know, we're deep in the game.
Deep.
Deep.
Yeah.
Man, we're so spiritual. God, we're so spiritual. So that's cool. I mean, I don't even know if I'm ever really going to compete. I may or may not. Who knows? Only when it occurs or doesn't occur, we'll tell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I just like getting good at this.
Yeah.
I like learning this as much as possible.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like my jiu-jitsu experience isn't really valid next to yours.
That's so weird. Like, why?
Well, it's because you compete. You go out there and you test your mettle against other people who are training to test their mettle against other people. So it's like, you know, it's like I get people at the gym a lot. You know, or whatever, right? You know, it's like it's you know, but I'm out there not. I feel like every time I come home without a story about me choking someone in the street, it's a big win for me. It's huge. I'm out there fighting battles every day. Every day. Every day I'm not coming home like, sorry. You just have a good night tonight. Have a good night tonight.
It's important
to get out of here. All right, we'll leave on that. Thank you for listening to that, Greg. Keep at us.
Got you.